Coaching Impact Radio, informative conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching scenarios, asking the important question, what if? We are continuing our series of asking coaching experts, what happens when? The subject today is ADD, ADHD. And Frankie and Terry welcome ADD coach Teresa Jones to the program.
Frankie and I are thrilled to invite Teresa Jones to the conversation, and we're talking about some coaching scenarios that our listening audience, you coaches out there, might be facing right now, and we're going to provide you some insight and some tips and techniques in order to make your coaching life a little easier and hopefully impact your clients a little more powerfully. And we're talking specifically around the areas of ADD and ADHD coaching. And Teresa, I'd love it if you would start off, Frankie and I were chatting about this, and she kind of said it would be good for us to start off about what is different about ADD, ADHD coaching, and I think that that's an absolute perfect place to start.
Okay, I think it's a good place to start too, because there are some differences, and most of the differences have to do with the way that you go about it, not necessarily the techniques that you use, but with ADD or ADHD, we have to start with their personal foundations. Many times when they come to me, their personal foundations are just not working real well. In other words, what is the absolute minimum on their personal foundation is their nutrition, their sleeping, and their exercise. And that may sound really basic, but until those things are in place, then they're not going to be able to have the focus and the ability to work on systems and strategies.
Good, good. And I just have to confess, I do have a vested interest in this conversation because both my daughter and my husband fall into this demographic. So, so I'm like, I'm taking notes, see? Well, let's talk a little bit more about, I mean, just really quickly, the personal foundation piece of that, if it's not in place, does that basically sabotage the coaching?
It does. ADHD is a medical issue, and so as such, then we need to have their bodies working, and you know, so that their minds will work. So we have to put things into place so that they're their best selves when they show up for coaching. Otherwise, they're scattered, they're all over the place, they're not really focusing, they're not paying attention. They may want things to get better, but they do not have the presence of mind in order to focus in on what needs to happen in order for things to get better. So their personal foundation, I think it's important for all people, but it's crucial for those with ADD, ADHD.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a couple scenarios we're going to talk about, and the first one, I think this one is super relevant. I mean, we all know how creative so many folks are with ADD, ADHD, and that often puts them in position to take on big projects because they're big thinkers, you know? And so what is it when the scenario, you've got somebody who has ADD, ADHD, and they have just been handed a huge project at work, and it's really going to take their focus. What are some of the ways that you approach coaching that scenario?
Okay, well, first of all, I would want to do a lot of background. You know, I want to know everything about the project. I want to know due dates. I want to know, what is the project? And then I want to know where are they in their personal foundation, what's going on in their personal lives, their home lives, even their work lives that might be distracting to them. I need to know all of that stuff so we can remove all of the distractions before they get started on their project. I also need to know the details of the project because I won't know how to help them chunk it down if I don't know the details, you know. So in a case like that, we almost work backwards, you know, after we talk about their foundation and after we talk about the things that are distractors, then we would work backwards from when's the project due and, you know, what are the components of it and what comes first, second, and third, and we would work backwards. so that we would be sure and meet that deadline. When I say work
Teresa,
backwards,
go
ahead.
Well, I just want to, what's coming to mind for me is that this is so different from traditional coaching, because this is educating, this is mm-hmm. consulting, okay, and this is coaching. Is that fair? They're all three wrapped kind of into the conversation with the client?
I think that's very fair, and one of the things about ADHD coaching is that it's very directive, which, you know, sort of departs from the model of traditional coaching. It has to be very directive because that's pretty much what they're hiring you for, is to keep them on track. Mm-hmm. And if you don't keep them on track, if you're not directive, traditional coaching will fail because that leaves everything up to the client. And your main technique that you use is asking questions so that the client can gain insight. But in ADHD coaching, we do that too. But after they have insight, they don't know what to do with that. You know, we need to help them and be very directive about setting up a plan, a system for how they're going to reach that particular goal.
It occurs to me that you need specific training in order to work with this demographic. This is not, you know, just for a traditional coach, someone who has life coach training. You need the advanced level of training in order to be effective with this client group.
I think that you do, because this client group is not going to be able to move past these things on their own. There's a lot of hand-holding. And one of the things that I have developed that I like to do for my clients is that periodically I have what we call get-it-done days, where they'll have big projects like this, and they have a to-do list that's really long, but they don't have what it takes to sit themselves in the chair and get it done. And so we call in at the top of each hour to a bridge line, very short conversation, 5 minutes at the most, as a group, tell us what you want to accomplish the next hour and what you accomplished in the past hour, and that provides accountability. These work very, very well. And occasionally, if a client has a really big thing pressing, they'll request a private get-it-done day, and I'll do that as well. Of course, that costs a little bit more in my fee structure because I don't have a group to add to the pool. But, again, that's how it departs from traditional coaching. You would never really do that in traditional coaching, but you have to with ADD. Otherwise, you're not going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I
One
cringe
of the things
at the thought
that...
of people doing this, doing coaching with this demographic of people without special training because, it's sort of a passion of mine that these people have been told that they're wrong, that they don't fit in, that they're not doing it right, and they've been told this their whole lives. So if they come to coaching and they get the feeling that that's what their coach is saying because they're not able to complete things from one session to the next, then that's just one more person telling them that they're a failure.
And that goes to the lack of training of a coach.
Of course.
You know,
I mean, no coach would want to do that. Right. I'm not suggesting that any coach would do that on purpose. It would be just that they would be using traditional means for coaching and they don't work with the people with ADD. They will fail and then they will feel like they're failures. And that really hurts me. I don't like that.
You know, that scenario, it brings something up for me, is that I hear this from clients periodically where they self-label, and I've mentioned this before, where they self-label and they say, oh, I'm just a little bit ADD, or oh, that's just a little bit of my ADD showing through. And as a coach, whenever I hear a client label themselves as that, I take that very, very seriously. And I kind of pause them and say, is that your label or is that an actual diagnosis? And I question with my client, is that something you need to go get checked out? Because if that's a piece of language you've been using for a while, or if that's something you actually believe about yourself, It's good to follow that intuition and go and find out for sure. But if it's not, if it's just some little piece of language you've picked up that sort of classifies you got distracted today, then let's not use that language, because I think it muddies the water. And I think that there's a lot of folks out there who fall into that habit, that kind of self-labeling piece. And I think that it's actually important for all coaches to call that out and find out where's that rooted, what is really going on there. Because if, in fact, like you're saying, Teresa, if it's 100% true and they're sitting there and they've never followed up on it medically and they're not clear about their actual situation, the coaching relationship is going to wind up falling apart, and nobody will, quote-unquote, understand why, right? Because there's this thing in the background.
That's exactly right, and I really am glad that you do that, and I am glad for a couple of reasons. I'm glad for the client that you're talking to, because that needs to be clarified, but I'm also glad for the entire ADD community, because they, you know, it takes away from them when somebody uses it lightly and playfully in that way. It takes away from the seriousness of the diagnosis, and it is a serious diagnosis.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to take just a quick break here, and we're going to come on back, and we're going to talk about another scenario that I think is going to be an interesting window into the type of coaching a coach could be doing in this demographic. So we will be right back.
Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Impact Coaching Academy offers life coach training and certification in over 20 specialty categories: life, business, couples, health and wellness, and more. Courses can be completed as self-paced study, live teleclasses, or in-person intensives. Just like our radio show, Impact Coaching Academy is by coaches for coaches, and you can join in for free. Sign up now for your free membership and receive over 20 hours of training and programming, yours to listen to and enjoy, absolutely free. Then, chart your own path for growth with courses that are starting soon. Check the calendar to see the current offerings. Impact Coaching Academy. Check it out right after the program at impactcoachingacademy.com.
All right, so let's dive into your next scenario, which I think is, again, like I said, I have my personal biases because I've got a husband. But your next scenario is, how do you coach a couple when they have lost their connection because of some of the chaos that's created by ADD and ADHD? And I have to imagine that's a pretty rough scenario. I mean, so tell us some insight about that.
Well, you know, this is the thing, is sometimes you have to step back in order to move forward. And so that's kind of what I would work with this couple. I would ask them both to step back and take a good hard look at their relationship. Many times I find that the main complaints really are not due to the other person's ADHD. Sometimes they are, and they're usually minor, and we can deal with those. I had one couple who, you know, their biggest thing was household chores, and that he would not take the initiative to just empty the trash, you know, the way that he should. And, of course, those kinds of things are fairly easy. Then we can develop systems for that and reminders and figure out what it's going to take for him to remember on his own and take her out of that role of policing him all the time, which is very detrimental to a marriage. So those kinds of things are easy. But in all fairness, I usually end up finding out that the non-ADD person is playing a fairly significant role here too. Maybe they've taken on the mothering or the fathering role in the marriage. Maybe their communication skills are not stellar either. So that's when I say we have to take a step back, that's what I'm talking about. We have to take a step back and look at both of them, the way they communicate, what is their chief complaint, you know, why, if they could have anything fixed right now, what would it be? And then hopefully we'll take a few easy scenarios like the emptying the trash thing, work on those, get them a little bit of success going here, because then they get excited and they get more willing to work. Just a side note here, I this is a pet peeve of mine. People say, I want you to help motivate me, or I want you to motivate my husband or my daughter or my son. And I say, you know, I can't motivate anyone. Motivation is a byproduct. You know, you have to jump out there and do something. And then when you start feeling successful, you will be motivated to continue it. So I have to ask all of my clients to just trust me. Just jump out there and do it. Just do it. Don't even question it. Let's just get this set up and let's just do one little thing here. And once they do, they start getting excited about it. They see that, hey, he's emptied the trash, you know, 3 weeks straight without being told to. But part of it was that she stopped telling him to empty the trash. And so then he had to remember and he developed systems. So it gets very complex. And so at that point, I back them up again because now they've had a little bit of success and they're feeling really good about it. Because when they first come to me, they're usually really discouraged. So I want them to get some really quick success. And then I want to back them up further. I want to take a look at their means of communication. How are they communicating with one another? What are their boundaries like? You know, all of those kinds of things. So it may take me 3 or 4 sessions just gathering information, more or less. But I always give them something that they can work on that week so that they can feel successful. But really, in my mind as a coach, I know that I'm gathering information about their communication patterns and, you know, what's really going on here.
I think what comes up for me when I'm listening to that is that it's why it's so important for coaches to expect and to communicate clearly with all their clients, whether it's, you know, any niche, about why it's so important to expect 3 months for the relationship to really bloom. I mean, yes, we want it, like you're saying, Teresa, you really want to be able to give them something they can feel successful with every single week. That's a key component. But the reality is the whole reverse engineering process or the forward momentum process and uncovering all the layers takes time.
Right. It does. It does take time. And, you know, the beauty of ADHD coaching normally or usually by the time they get to me, they're willing to put in, you know, the 3 months and way beyond. After they've experienced a little success, then we uncover another area of their lives and then another area of their lives that need work. And most of my clients stay on. I mean, they don't stay on every week at a 45-minute session, but I have several that are monthly. I have some that are every other week for 30 minutes, you know. So they see the beauty and the need for ongoing support. So it's in this niche, I don't see how anyone can accomplish anything in less than 30 days.
I don't think anyone can expect transformation in a few coaching sessions. And this really, you know, brings that point home. But, you know, you mentioned something that I find very interesting, and that's the longevity of the coaching relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, normally we don't have clients that stay with us for years and years and years because we're helping them in a certain situation and then they, you know, they get the awareness and they move into action, they achieve the results they want. But with ADHD coaching, it's quite different. And you've talked to me about having clients for, what, 15, 16 years?
Yes, I have.
Can you talk
Yeah, they don't, I don't want to confuse people by letting you think that they stay on for, you know, weekly coaching on and on and on forever, but they'll usually move to every other week or once a month, and they stay with me because they realize that the support is necessary to their success. It's a little bit, I don't want to lead people to think that I make them dependent upon me, because that's right in their coaching agreement. And from the beginning, I tell them, I don't want you to depend upon me. I want you to learn to stand alone. But does standing alone really mean that you have to stand without support? I don't think so. So that's what they value, is the ongoing support. And then every now and then they'll have, you know, something come up, and then we'll have a more lengthy discussion. But the touching base and the talking about how things are going in general, they have seen the value of doing that on a regular basis. And I'm not everyone, but my very, very successful clients, the ones that I would say are my star clients, they have seen that value, and their lives are going very, very well right now.
You know, what I was listening to and I was thinking here is this, like, as I mentioned this earlier, I mean, there are so many really highly creative people that are in this demographic, and harnessing or focusing or channeling that creativity can be so valuable to them. I'm sure that this is really one of those return on investment scenarios, right? I mean, we talk about this in all facets of coaching, where there's that kind of undercurrent frustration when you feel like you're not reaching your potential, but the potential is often so high within this particular demographic that that's a tremendous amount of frustration to not have it realized. So it makes perfect sense that the longevity would be there, and I think that the longevity challenges the coach to learn to coach differently. Wouldn't you say that, Teresa?
Absolutely. And if I could share for just do we have time for me to share a huge success story that talks about exactly what you were saying?
Absolutely.
One of my clients is a college professor. She is an art professor. She's very, very creative. When she came to me, her world was falling apart. She was about to lose her job because in order to be a professor, there are certain requirements for tenure. And she could not meet the requirements. She couldn't hold it together long enough to, you know, do all the writing, get published, sit on committees, remember when she's supposed to show up for committee meetings, get her classroom ready, teach her students, you know, all the many, many things that a professor has to do. We've developed sort of our own little, that's what I like to do with all of my clients, our own little way of doing things. We talk twice a week, once for 30 minutes and once for 15 minutes. And we do this. The 15-minute one is more for accountability, like, you know, she tells me all the things that she wanted to get done. We've developed huge systems. So in a year's time, she went from about to lose her job to having everything done ahead of time, like 2 weeks after a semester's over, she's ready for the next semester. She doesn't have three-quarter semester burnout, is what she called it. That was her label, where everything would just sort of fall apart about three-quarters of the way through the semester. She doesn't have that anymore. She's been published more times than she needs. She attends two conferences a year, and she not only sits on two committees, she chairs one of them. And her personal life is going well. She has two children and a husband. So that's a huge success story, and it speaks to the consistency and her willingness to show up every week and talk about what's next, what's next. Let's get this prepared. And we have an entire little booklet now of systems, because she does the same things over and over and over again. So now it's her systems book, where when it's time, when the semester ends, and she pulls out her book, she sees these are the things I need to do to get ready for the next semester, and she just ticks them off. And then within the system, you know, that's just the ticking off part, is just a list. But the system takes each thing, and then step one, step two, step three, step four. This is the system. And so she's doing beautifully, just beautifully. I just love to talk with her, because she is exactly sort of a model of how this can work if people will just give it a chance.
Mm. Amazing,
yeah,
story. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And that pinpoints for me, I think, one of the things I would want to make sure we mention, and that is that ADD coaching, ADHD coaching, really is, I think, this is just my opinion, and I would love to hear what your thoughts are in closing on this, but I think that it really isn't for every coach. I think that coaches who kind of think, you know, sure, I coach this other area, and so what if my client has ADD, ADHD? I can figure that out. But I think that really coaching this demographic requires a very, very specific temperament, a very specific willingness, and really some very clear skills. Because as I'm listening to it, I mean, I'm imagining, right? So you're a coach and you have a client and you're working on their career success, and then you discover that they have ADD, ADHD, and you just keep going. Oh, yeah, no, we'll figure that out along the way. That, for both parties, could end up very frustrating and not well, right? I think that's really one of the things I'm taking away from this conversation is that the coach really has to be suited to this, and it can be very, very a very ill fit for a lot of coaches.
Well, it can be, and I'll tell you, I don't know what trait that I have that helps me with this, but I find people with ADHD to be among the most delightful, open, trusting, honest, loyal people in the whole world, and so I love them, and if I didn't love them, I would probably not put up with them because they can be frustrating. And I might be sitting here waiting, and it's 5 minutes after a time for the call. And so I'll text them and say, hey, you know, we were scheduled 5 minutes ago. And they'll go, oh, okay. And they'll call me. Now, most coaches wouldn't do that, you know, and it doesn't bother me to do that. It just doesn't bother me. I love these people. And like I said, I don't know what it is that makes me love these people. I couldn't point to any trait that I have, but for some reason, it's a good fit for us, and I just love them. So, yes,
well,
what you're saying is
trait.
True.
That may be the trait.
It may be. I don't know, but, I don't think everybody loves them. So if you don't love them, then you shouldn't work with them. If they frustrate you, you should move on because they've had people being frustrated with them their whole lives, and that just tears them down.
Yeah.
They need people who are delighted with them.
I think that right there is you know, so this is maybe our third scenario is, so if you're currently coaching someone who says, hey, I have ADD, ADHD, and you're not really excited and totally prepared for that, find a coach who is and make that referral.
Exactly.
I think that's absolutely critical. Well, let me just check around for final comments. So, Frankie, anything you want to ask to wrap us up?
Well, I just want to add to the recent conversation, and that I think that if a coach understands there's another way of approaching ADHD clients, and it's not the traditional form of coaching, that can open them up to, you know, to liking and enjoying this work. So if you think you have to work within the construct of traditional coaching, it's not going to work. It's not going to be enjoyable. But if you know that it is a different approach and you get training, it can work beautifully. And so I think there's two perspectives on working with ADHD clients. One is you can specialize like Teresa does, or because ADHD and ADD people are everywhere in society, so whether you're a parent coach, an executive coach, you know, doesn't matter where you specialize, you are going to encounter a client with ADHD. So getting the training to work with them as an additional layer of that coaching engagement, I think is a wise thing to do. So, you know, specialize or just get the training, because you're going to be face-to-face with clients who have ADHD, and you won't be able to help them. So that's what I want to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could I add something to that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
In addition to the training, Frankie, when they go through the training, they develop a community with their classmates and with their trainer. And so they now, if this is not their niche, then they're not going to be keeping up with all the latest things that to read and to learn. I mean, they don't have time for all of that. But they will have other people in their community that they can call on and talk about it with. They can call and say, hey, I've got a client like this. What do you think? And people call me like that all the time, and I don't say, well, you know, you need to refer them to me. I'm not going to give you away my knowledge for free. I freely give away any knowledge I have. I advise them. I talk to them. We talk about strategies. I love talking with other coaches. So they not only get the training, they get a community of people that they can have for the rest of their career.
Yeah. And that support system is so important. Yeah. It's really crucial.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Well, with that, any final words, Teresa, that our coaches who are listening, you want to impart upon them?
Just to say that ADHD maybe scares a lot of people, and they think, oh, I could never do that. And maybe it's true that you could never do that because it's just not your thing. But I don't think it's true that you could never be, you know, that you could never do the basics like helping them develop systems and focusing on their personal foundation. I think that no matter what you do, you're going to encounter these people. So in order to have a few skills, and it may be that you don't want to continue with them forever, but you'll continue with them for a while. And so it's never, ever a waste. And even if it's in your personal life, you are going to know, you know someone right now who has ADHD, and all of these things sort of help you understand those people better, and it makes the world a nicer place for all of us.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
Great
so
conversation
much.
Today, and we're going to close things up and hand things back to Vince.
Thank you for joining us today. Come back next week for more exciting coaching conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Experience ICA with over 30 hours of complimentary materials, then chart your own specific training plan at impactcoachingacademy.com. And of course, join us and access the growing archive of programs at coachingimpactradio.com. Join us next week, same time and place, as we continue the coaching conversation. I'm Vince Hayes. Bye-bye, everyone.